Hey there, welcome along. I hope you did have a fantastic weekend. Of course, it's Damien back with the 9-to-5 Google Daily, this time for January 20th, 2020. It's our super quick rundown of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the weekend and past 24 hours. So the first supposed hands-on image of the upcoming OnePlus 8 Pro has leaked of the 120Hz refresh rate display settings, and it also happens to show the upcoming display notch. The device appears to be pre-production, but the settings for the display refresh rate confirm the option to go with 60Hz, 90Hz or 120Hz, with no apparent degradation in resolution, or at least there's no warning to do so, which hopefully means it will be able to run the QHD Plus display at that full 120Hz resolution upon release, which of course goes with what we've been told by OnePlus. It's not exactly the most interesting image, but it could be the start of a wave of OnePlus 8 leaks, and we are very excited for them. Huawei has officially confirmed the EMUI 10 update schedule, with the stable rollout sort of underway right now, which is a little bit confusing. But anyway, EMUI 10 should be available for all P30 and Mate 20 series devices this month, with the Nova 5T also included in the update schedule for this month. After that, there will be updates for the P20 series, Mate 10 series, P Smart series, and the Nova 4 and 3 series in the coming months. No exact timeframes though on those updates. With over 1.5 billion daily active users, it's actually really surprising that WhatsApp has only just surpassed the 5 billion download milestone on the Google Play Store. However, that makes it only the second app to reach the impressive figure. The first was WhatsApp parent company, Facebook, which broke 5 billion downloads in October last year. Either way, this is an impressive milestone for the world's most popular smartphone messaging platform. The team behind BX Actions, which is an app you may remember for helping people first remap their Bixby buttons, has now released an app that allows you to customise your Android 10 gesture experience and even disable the back button gesture on Samsung devices by using ADB. Gesture Plus is free, but includes an in-app purchase to unlock some neat features like long pressing the navbar to activate the Google Assistant, which is of course very much like the old method you could do using on-screen buttons, and there's also some other cool stuff thrown in on top. I think it's well worth a look, as the base version is completely free, so we'll leave a link in the show notes if you do want to check out Gesture Plus for yourself. And finally, Alphabet and Google CEO Sundar Pichai has called for AI regulation in an interview with the Financial Times. He notes that history is of course full of examples of how technology's virtues aren't guaranteed, with potential pitfalls of AI to be overcome thanks to greater regulation and global standards on how AI tech is utilised. Naturally, that was a super quick overview of all of the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in their full detail and much more over at 9to5google.com. And subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed news and discussion, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, which is, of course, available every Wednesday.